Welcome to the award-winning gutter. It's a special video gutter, I believe. Harriet has told me it is. Harriet's with me. Ian Ryan's with me. What does a video gutter mean again, Harriet? It means we get some stats.
You can listen on audio as well. It's just so that our lovely members on YouTube get some gutter goodness because they were missing out on it. So this one means, yeah, there's some stats we can put up on the screen. But if you're listening as audio, we can talk you through everything as well.
And you get to see Ian Ryan in all his glory.
Can't say better than that, can you?
You cannot. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a few things to talk about, a couple of newish links, one of them bordering on the surreal, I would say. We're going to talk right back and endless right back stuff in the first phase of today's show. I watched the England game last night for my sins and watched Trent playing in midfield again. And again, he did well and he put in a hell of an assist for Saka's second goal, I think it was. It was an incredible ball. What was interesting was seeing him playing ahead of, although he wasn't wide technically, but he had support behind him at right back, a really good right back in Kyle Walker. And then lo and behold, on cue, start with you, Harriet, on this one. We've only got him being linked to Kyle Walker, haven't we? Simon Jones in the Daily Mail says, Mail Sport says, there are rumours Liverpool are interested in Kyle Walker. I'm trying to keep a straight face thinking this has got any credibility in it at all. I mean, he's 33 and I'd have him. Don't get me wrong. But what? What do you think?
I'd have him for a season or two, but it's never going to happen. That's just where I end up, I think. I just think if he's going to go anywhere else in the Premier League, I can't see it being Liverpool starter, but he's just going to end up at Bayern Munich or he's going to stay at City are the two options for him. But what it does open up an interesting conversation about is whether we should buy a conventional and traditional right back. And I was actually looking at some comments that Walker had said about playing at Manchester City and his time there. And one of the things he touched on was the fact that he's happy putting in the yards and putting in the pace and covering ground if it means that the midfielders in front of him are able to be more creative and more likely to score goals and more able to push forward. And it made me think the impact it would have on Trent if there was someone playing that role who just would allow Trent to push forward. And I think then you've been watching the England games and he has thrived when he has got someone behind him. He doesn't have to cover as much ground. He doesn't have to track back as quickly. He can just thrive doing the side of his game, which he's really good at, which is the attacking side. What have you made of him with a right back behind him?